Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We are airing live from Miami Beach, Florida, and I am so excited about today's show. We have two fabulous guests coming on. First, we'll have Laura Kahn coming on to talk about her trauma therapy and how she helps people. And then we have Bob Proctor from The Secret, and he's going to come on and talk about many things. So you just need to stay tuned. He'll be on at around 10:30. So I am just so excited. I want to jump out of my chair. I am here with Sherry, and she will be talking about the power of attitude and living in the moment. So we just have a great show. So we want to thank you for being tuned in to the Good News Show. This is Patty Black, live from Miami, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning, everybody out there listening to us. We want to thank you so much for all your support and all your emails and telling us how we're doing such a great job and that you sit by the computer with your pencil and paper writing down all the notes that we talk about. It really gets me excited, and it's what we do, why we work, and why we do this for you, because we want to bring some information that is good news, positive talk, positive thinking, positive attitudes. And so today what we're going to talk about is the power of attitude and living in the moment. And attitude is the only tool that we have to work with on a continual basis. They say it's not what happens to you that counts, it's how you react that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's really true. So, and we can change our lives by altering our attitude. And so that's very, very important information right there. And people pick up on our attitude. You know, in fact, it's the first thing people pick up on when they meet us. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. One of my favorite things to say.
That's one of mine, too. And, you know, you just reminded me of when we were on the cruise, and Mary Lou Henner said, just have pep in your step and move with gusto. And it's all about attitude.
Right. And be a star in your own movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, attitude is contagious. It's like laughing, yawning, crying is contagious. Your attitude can affect the people around you and vice versa. So we have the ability to change it, and we can get to actually choose what it will be. It always, and our attitude will always perform exactly as it is meant to, without fail. So no one can ever take it from you. So change it or create it. Amazing how it can impact or influence those around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been said also that positive attitude can lead to a longer life. And if you want to live a longer and healthier life, then this is for you.
So you're saying a positive attitude is part of having a healthier lifestyle.
Absolutely. It is it's what we need to have a healthier lifestyle and to have a longer life. You need to develop and maintain a positive attitude. And people who maintain a positive attitude were less likely to show signs of aging, and they were less likely to become frail, and they're more likely to be stronger and healthier than those that had negative attitudes. So if you have a doom and gloom attitude, you're just making yourself weaker.
Mm. You hear that, listeners? Put on that smile.
Right. You don't want to be around doom and gloom, that's for sure.
No, and also, Sherry, it's having a positive attitude is a little different from just having an attitude. So just make sure you're on the positive note, no ego. You know, you just want to look at the positive things in life and just have the attitude that you're living your life to the fullest no matter what.
Exactly. That's why we want to always remind you to think about the things that you do want. Think about what you do have, not what you don't have. You know, it keeps that attitude, that positive attitude flowing. Positive thinking and positive attitude improves our health and helps us live longer. And we're also more likely to become more successful because that all goes into the you're in the flow, you're in the mindset, you're into that you know, the swing and the flow of life, and you're into a very, in a positive mode. So when you're thinking of problems, we're only attracting more problems. And we think of solutions, we attract solutions and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I find, Sherry, that when you are in that positive attitude, you feel a certain way. And the more you do it, the more accustomed you get to that feeling. So just, you know, try it. It will take time. But once you get used to that feeling, just do a check on yourself to see if you're feeling that good. And if you're not, then maybe rethink what you're thinking or refocus on your day, because you can really just make the change in a second if you recognize it.
Exactly. We call it change the channel.
I've heard that many times on our show.
Right. So, you know, what we have to do is to approach our problems or our challenges, as I like to call them, with the attitude that there's a solution waiting to be found, and then let it go, you know, which leads me to living in the moment and being here now. As Ram Dass used to say, he was one of my favorites as I was growing up, and he had a book called Be Here Now, and that was one of my first books that I read. We have everything that we need to enjoy our here and now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, Cynthia Siegel, says, I accept each moment as though I planned it.
That's
how great is that? I know.
That's really embracing the now. You know, accepting
really.
It, embracing it, and just being fully aware of what you're going through.
Exactly. You know, by learning to find the magic in each day, you're living your life to the fullest. And that's what it's all about, you know, because we have, you know, the ability to enjoy our here and now at every moment. And laugh every chance that you can. Even if you have to fake it, sometimes you don't remember, you know, how good it feels, and you just have to, like, act as if, keep it going, you know, try to create laughter in your life, and then you'll see how good it feels, and then you'll be able to do it more often. Some people do have a hard time with that, and laughter is a great medicine.
That's why some people look at comedy shows or listen to comedy shows. It helps them laugh. I remember Lino on the Health Taste of Health cruise. He had laugh therapy, and it was just amazing to be in a room full of people who were laughing over nothing, really. They just started to laugh, and then when you feel it, it's a little contagious to, you know, just you keep laughing. So I did that in the car the other day, Sherry, and I it did change the way I felt, but, you know, I think some people were wondering, what's wrong with that woman? I did it out of the red light, and it really changed my day. But I had,
right, and, you know, what you have to do is get into a huge belly laugh. Like, just laugh, like, just get hysterical over yourself. And do that for a few minutes, and, you know, you can't be unhappy or upset or negative after you've gone through just being able to laugh hysterically like that. And I always, you know, make sure that I put laughter is number one on my list to make sure that laughter is a big part of my day. And to make sure that you put yourself around people that lift your spirits, you know, and listen, what does lift your spirits? Listen and get in tune with just being aware of yourself and your inner spirit, and what does lift your spirit. Also, look at what gives you joy. Do the things that make you happy. I always say, you are as happy as you tell yourself you are. And we talk a lot on our show about not letting anybody take away your joy. Well, that's you heard it here. It is so true. Do not let anybody take away your joy. There is no reason to let any outside influences take away your inner peace and your joy. When you wake up in the morning, you know, we have choices. Do you want to be happy, or do you want to be happy and do you want to create a great day, or do you want to be sad and be stuck in the past?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you wake up feeling not too happy, you have the power to change it. It's right. Just a matter of changing the channel or changing your thoughts. So it's very important. This is all good stuff, Sherry. At this point, I'd like to invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show through iTunes right into your iPod and take us on the go with us. So if you need to learn how to do that, you can just go to the website. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. And I do want to encourage you to rate the show. So when you go to the website, you can rate the show. We do have a 5-star rating, and we'd love to continue that 5-star rating. So let us know what you think about the show. Let us know if there's something you'd like for us to talk about it. There's a blog. You can go on to our blog on the website. So I just want to remind you that you can subscribe to the show and get notified when the show airs, and you can also email us. It will go right through to our private emails. So, again, this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I'm here with Sherry.
Oh, it's so good to be here, and it's so good to be in Miami, Florida. What a fabulous, fabulous day and the beautiful view, and I'm just very blessed to be here. You know, and one of the things I wanted to talk about is also, surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself. You know, these are our support group. And we talked at once at length about how important it is to have a support group. There's the people in our life who are always there for us. They're our friends who rally us on to grow stronger, healthier, and be the best that we can be. And then, you know, we don't want to forget, keep your eye on the prize. Keep focused. And visualize the kind of life you want and never lose sight of it. And, you know, visualization is something from imagination to reality. You can attracting success with mind power. You may say, what is creative visualization? Well, it's the ability to use the imagination. It's seeing in our mind and then seeing them come true. I use it in my own way, you know, I can, you know, bring changes into my life. I've always used this tool very early on when I read a book on creative visualization. And it's really helped me so much to focus more, to be able to spend time and just, it's like daydreaming. It sounds weird. Well, it's not. So this is the power of creative visualization. And from my experience, you know, I want to say be specific and don't leave anything out, because you might be looking for your perfect soulmate, and here they come into your life and you've created a love partner, and then you notice they don't treat you well, or they're verbally abusive, or you've forgotten some of the important aspects about what you want in that partner. So this power of creative visualization has the ability to alter your environment and the circumstances in your life. It can create events that, you know, as you can see them happen, as you are, you know, in this space of really putting your focus on looking at, it's a dream, looking at what you want to create in your dream. And it's really one of my favorite tools. And creating the love in your life, you know, can change. You can improve your health. It's great mind power, and it's the power behind most successes, because a lot of the people that I've come in contact with, they see what they want, they believe that they're going to get it, and that's part of creative visualization. So it's really... So by creating the situations, you know, or like an object, or if a car that you want, like right now, you have to know what you want before you can get it. you know, at one point I was looking to move into a new apartment, and I didn't know what area that I wanted to live in. And so I really wasn't creating it around. And until I was able to really figure out exactly where I wanted to live, then that is what I got. I got exactly what I wanted, where I wanted to be. I got the view I wanted.
And everything started to fall in place once you defined what you wanted. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like now I'm looking at a car, you know, and until I know exactly what car I want, I'm not creating it around. But I'm looking and searching and getting my information. And as soon as I know which car it is, I will create that to fall into my life also. And it's fun. It's like magic. You know, it's the natural process of the power of thought. And, you know, sometimes we can use this as an unconscious way every day. And, you know, we're not aware of it. It's some sort of power that we're using, but visualizing our goals in a positive way and then seeing it come to us, it's amazing. It's such a great feeling to be able to do that. So you say, how does this work and why? Well, thought is a power, and our thoughts are powerful enough so it can transform our lives. So, you know, for me, when I have to confront something, like an unpleasant situation, I visualize myself handling the situation, and I visualize myself handling it easily and comfortably, and I see the people that I'm involved with as cooperative and friendly, and you know what? They usually are, and everything becomes effortless and easy, and I love this tool. So by changing our thoughts and mental pictures, we change our reality, and it's so much fun to be able to do it. It's like daydreaming, dreaming a very realistic dream, and then from switching to a different dream, it's just like changing the dream. What we also talk about is that we have the ability that if something is going on that we don't like, it's a circumstance that's going on, we can recreate and, you know, by turning it around. And that's one of the things that visualization does. It's real important for me to take time in the morning to meditate, to get centered with myself, to that's the time when I will listen to some really nice spiritual music. I may read something very inspirational. It's a time when I get in touch with my inner strength, my inner source, and I spend a few minutes, sometimes 10, 20, half an hour, and in those times, it's my time for myself to be able to, how do I want to stay? You know, where am I going with this? And what am I looking to create for the day? Or what are my dreams and aspirations? What is it that, you know, I get really clear and focused in that half hour with myself. And it's really, it's a great tool if you have the time. If you don't have the time, sometimes you just have to wake up a little earlier and make that time for yourself. I'm really a believer in taking that special time for yourself to just start your day and focusing on taking some deep breaths and letting the thoughts just go away. As they come in, just let the thoughts go. And we're able to then just take some deep breaths with ourselves and focus and center in on where we are. And it's really good. You know, like if you're worrying about money, you know, you're living in an apartment you're not happy with, you can change your thoughts about where you want to be. And that's all that's necessary. Start focusing more. Look at magazines, get ideas of what you want, and you know, it doesn't matter if you have enough money. If you just imagine yourself living in your new apartment and your new reality. So it's a practice. It takes time and it takes practice to continue practicing it.
Well, that's really wonderful, Sherry. We appreciate you being on the show this morning and talking about the power of attitude and living in the moment. It's almost vital to being a happy, happy, successful and happy person in this world. So I want to thank you. And is there anything else you'd like to say before we bring our next guest on?
No, I think I've said it all, and I'm very excited to hear Bob Proctor and have an interview with him. I've been looking forward to it. I just love the sound of his voice, so I'm happy.
So Bob Proctor will be on in about 10 minutes. First, we're going to have Laura Kahn. Good morning, and welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Laura?
This is.
Just want to say good morning to you also, Laura. This is Sherry. Welcome to our show.
Thanks.
I'm glad to have you online with us. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your background?
Sure. My name is Laura Kahn, and I'm in private practice in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Before I started my individual practice, I was the lead therapist in a hospital program for trauma survivors, which was really a great experience because I got to learn trauma from the ground up. And then before that, I spent many years in corporate America as an executive doing corporate travel management, which was an interesting experience because in that industry, the profit margins are razor thin, and the only way you can improve your bottom line is by increasing your operational efficiency. So when I went into the world of therapy, my mind had already been trained to think about how do I deliver services faster, better, cheaper. And as I started doing therapy, I kind of realized there's really no one who's thinking like that. In fact, the only people who are kind of thinking like that are the people in managed care, and they're not always thinking about it in the greatest way. You know, they seem to take an approach of, okay, we're going to pick a number out of the hat. The number's 20. You've got 20 sessions for the year. You might be suicidal or you might be slightly stressed, but the number is the number. So when I started doing therapy, I kind of got frustrated with the pace of treatment and the fact that, especially for doing trauma, it was such an emotionally painful experience, which led me to do what I'm doing now.
And why is trauma different from a normal experience?
Well, there are two things that keep us in negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving when it comes to trauma. The first problem is one of how the traumatic experience is encoded and stored in the brain. So if you've ever seen like one of those commercials for memory foam mattresses, you know, the lady pushes her hand into the mattress, and when she removes her hand, you see an imprint of the hand. Now, when we have experiences that smash into our consciousness in a way that we find to be disturbing, that can leave an impression on subconscious mind. And subconscious mind will mistake handprint for hand in perpetuity. So part of what I do with people is smooth over those impressions so that that mistake can't happen anymore. And the other thing that keeps us in negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving is the meaning that the mind attached to the traumatic event. So the rape survivor who says, "Now I'm dirty." Well, intellectually, she knows that there's no difference between the hygiene of someone who's been raped and someone who hasn't. Consciously, she has that information, yet at a deeper level, there has been a feeling that has been absolutely real for her. So the other thing that I do when I work with people is I dismantle the belief systems that were attached to the traumatic events. Why that's a little different is that there might have been a time when you believed in the tooth fairy or the Easter bunny, and then there might have been a time when you didn't believe in that. But once you didn't believe in the tooth fairy anymore, you never went back and believed in it. So what we're talking about is permanent and lasting resolution of the issue. Once a belief system is dismantled, it's dismantled forever.
Wow. I find this very, very interesting and exciting work that you're doing.
Yeah, and it's the process, which is one of the amazing things, is that it's emotionally painless. And that's always been the problem for trauma survivors, is the cure has been very painful. So we're talking about rapid results in an emotionally painless way.
Now, could you please tell our listeners what rapid trauma resolution is?
Sure. Rapid trauma resolution is a method of working at a deeper level, okay, because the problem with the encoding and storage piece of it happens at the subconscious level. So whenever that impression gets activated, the person relives instead of remembers. So what it does is it moves that event into normal stored memory, so those impressions can't happen anymore. And at the same time, it dismantles those belief systems that dropped into the subconscious. So let's say you were molested at the age of 4. A belief system usually gets put in play at that point, and the normal suspects are, I'm bad, it was my fault, I don't deserve to be happy. Once something like that drops into your subconscious, it's in there and it's working as if it were true forever until you clear that up. So there are people who had, like, childhood abuse issues, who had belief systems in play at a very early age that have been operating for years. So this fixes that at the correct level, at the deepest level.
Mm-hmm. And how does this treatment differ from the traditional talk therapy?
Well, in traditional talk therapy, there are two goals. One is to acknowledge and explore feelings. And think about the trauma survivor who goes into therapy and says, I was molested as a child. Many therapists are trained that in order for that person to resolve the event, they have to have an emotional catharsis about that before it's integrated into personal experience. So the first thing the therapist asks is, how do you feel about that? Now, most regular people at that point are like, really? I mean, you're the professional. You don't even have a clue. You can't guess how I feel about being molested as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is different. The good news is you don't have to feel anything about anything that happened in the past to resolve and clear it. So it's an emotionally painless process. Now, the other thing is about gathering insight. And so let's say you're driving down the street and you get a flat tire. So you get out and you look at your tire and you say, oh, I drove over a nail. That's why that happened. Knowing that you drove over a nail does absolutely nothing for you if you don't know how to change the tire on your car. If you don't know how to use a jack, knowing that you ran over a nail doesn't do anything to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So gathering insight is an intellectual luxury, but it tends to make people more articulate about the problem and doesn't necessarily do much to resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for therapists. I can say, okay, I know we're going to do some exploration. We'll figure out why, and I know you'll be in my office Wednesday at 2 o'clock for the next several months or several years.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this, you'll be very articulate about what the problem was, but that doesn't help you cope with your symptoms or your feelings today.
Well, that sounds like a huge difference.
I love your analogies, Laura. And what is fast-track recovery?
Well, I get a lot of clients from out of town or out of state, and they come in and they don't have the ability to commit to weekly therapy sessions. So fast-track recovery allows them to book a longer session where they're working at a very deep level. Now, once they've resolved their issues, they've resolved their issues. So they can book a half-day session or a full-day session and then go back home, and they don't have to continue to come into therapy every single week. And the process is good not only just for trauma. What I tell people is it's good if you want to start thinking, feeling, or behaving differently, and it's also good if you want to stop thinking, feeling, or behaving differently.
Well, ever since that I read your website and I found out that you were coming on our show, I've been talking about you to everybody because it's something that people do not know about this type of therapy, and it's very valuable.
It is.
So thank you.
I mean, think about what happens with trauma survivors is they're so afraid about having the feelings come up again that it hinders their ability to go in and get treatment. This changes that, and it's faster and more cost-effective, so it's really, really, really helpful for people who have any kind of trauma to know you don't have to feel anything about anything in the past and that it can be cleared up quickly.
And that's definitely the point, to get it cleared up quickly so they can move on.
Well, I really think you're doing some amazing work. We're really happy to have you on our show. How do people get more information, Laura?
Well, they can check out my website, which is www.floridatraumatherapy.com, or they can call me directly, and I offer a free phone consultation for any new client. And my phone number is 954-594-6670.
Okay, could you repeat that number one more time for those
Sure.
who didn't have a pen?
It's 954-594-6670.
Okay, well, thank you for being on the show. We have about 1 minute left. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just want people to know that there is a better road to trauma recovery, that you can come in and that you don't have to feel anything about the past. And what this type of recovery does is it allows you to feel things about the present moment. The problem with trauma is that people filter their present-day experience through everything that happened in the past, which makes it almost impossible to feel comfortable and at ease in the present moment, especially if you're, like, constantly scanning for any signs of danger or worried that something might happen to you. This clears that up. So, I mean, the implication for someone who's been laboring under the belief system that I don't deserve to be happy, when that gets cleared up, it allows them to enjoy their life more than other people. Because every moment that trauma isn't happening is like winning the lottery or beating cancer.
Mm.
So the good news is for trauma survivors, if you've had trauma, it only means you can enjoy your life more than other people because you got through it.
Well, that's really great. That's good news. There is hope out there. So we want to thank you for being on our show. And listeners, get in touch with Laura with floridatraumatherapy.com.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for all the great work you're doing out there.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Bye-bye.
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 That was great. So much information that so many people need. So I'm really, really happy that we were able to talk with Laura.
Yeah, she's great, has a lot of energy, and is helping a lot of people. I think we have our next guest here, so let's see if we can bring him online. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. That's the voice I've been waiting for.
And
I love your voice.
Thank you.
We're very excited to have you.
It's good to be here. That was a good guest. I was just listening to the end of that.
Oh, yes, that's Laura Kahn. She's here down in South Florida, and she's really helping a lot of people, so we were happy to have her on the show. And we're also happy to have you on the show. This is exciting for us. Could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I help people get what they want, essentially, is what I do. I began studying Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, many, many years ago, back in the early 60s. And I took my income from $4,000 a year to over $1 million, and I really didn't know what I was doing.
Mm.
And I wasn't satisfied with winning. I wanted to find out why I was, because I wasn't supposed to. I hadn't gone to school. I had no business experience. So all the things that I had been taught, you know, that you absolutely require, they're prerequisites, they're earning a lot of money or building a business, I found out they weren't true. And I wanted to know, what the heck happened? Why did I change? So I started to study, and I've never stopped. And, you know, even if you're a little slow, if you study the same thing for a half a century, you're going to learn something about it. And around 40 years ago, I went to work with Earl Nightingale in Chicago, who was a great broadcaster, and he and Lloyd Conant really started the personal development industry, the recorded fashion as we know it today. And I spent 5 years with them. And then I had some of the greatest teachers in the world, and I found out, I started to understand why we do what we do and why we don't do many of the things we'd like to do, and I began to teach it, and I've taught it all over the world. We have a company that operates all over the world. And really teaching people how to get what they want, because we, you know, we've got infinite potential. There's no one can even guess at what we're capable of doing. And yet the vast majority of people motor along as if they're in neutral, waiting for something to happen, hoping something good happens, and not making very much of anything happen. And that can change, and that's what we do. We help people change that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so valuable, because as you said, I mean, people are just waiting, thinking that opportunity is going to knock on their door, and they're just waiting for it to happen, or waiting for that perfect job to come, or that perfect relationship, when there's actually a little bit more to it.
Well, you know, your last guest brought out a great point. She said, you can get a flat tire, and you can see that a nail flattened your tire, but if you don't know how to change it, it's not going to do you any good, knowing that the nail did the damage. Well, it's like The Secret. You know, I was fortunate enough to be in that movie, and it has impacted probably 200 to 300 million lives worldwide. It's all over the world. It's a phenomena. And it's made people aware of the law of attraction, but that's where it stopped. And it doesn't show people how to become aware of how the law of attraction works, how their life is governed by it, what other laws are there, you know, and what are we talking about laws? How does this work? Because when we start to understand it, we really take control over our life. Right now, CNN, Fox, the USA Today, your local newspaper, they're mostly telling you the way the economy is, but that doesn't have to be the way your economy is. We have free will, and we've got the ability to create our own economy.
Everybody is very happy to hear that. Yes.
Well, then you got to learn how. Like, you got to learn how to change the tire if you want to keep motoring along.
Right.
That's essentially what we do.
Mm-hmm. So there's more than one. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there more than one invisible law that you're using?
Oh yeah, sure. There's a number of laws. And we've got to gain an understanding of what those laws are, and then we have to start to work in harmony with them. And as we do, our life starts to shift. You know, you've got relativity, you've got vibration, transmutation. But to go into them is of little use. We have to gain an understanding of how they function. Like, the law of attraction is really a secondary law. It's based on the law of vibration. The law of vibration decrees that nothing rests. We live in an ocean of motion. If we look at the wall that's beside us, that wall is moving. It appears to be still, but we've really got a perception problem because the wall is moving. It's moving so fast it appears to be still. If we looked at it through a microscope, we would see it moving. It's a mass of energy and a high speed of vibration. Well, that's the same as our body. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of energy and a very high speed of vibration. Now, the only thing that you can attract to you are those things that vibrate in harmony with you. Most people, and our thinking controls our vibration. Most people are thinking of what they don't want, and so they're magnetized to it. They're attracting it. Now, they don't understand this, and then when you tell them about it, they say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you should ask them, what do they believe? And they really don't know. We believe that we're playthings for outside forces. That's the way we're raised. We're raised to live through our senses. We're not raised to use our higher faculties. And that's got to change, but it's only going to change when we decide it to change. Like, wealth, becoming wealthy is not a difficult thing. It's a simple thing. Wealthy people set up multiple sources of income. We have a company, the Chairman's Club, and the Chairman's Club teaches people from all over the world. We have people come from all over the world to set up multiple sources of income. You don't have one. You have all kinds of them. We actually teach people to earn so much money when they're sleeping, they can do whatever they want when they're awake. And when the average person hears that, they laugh and they say, well, I don't believe that. Well, again, what do you believe? Wealthy people have passive income. They have income coming to them around the clock. And anyone can learn to do that. It doesn't take any particular degree of intelligence. It has nothing to do with gender, education, background. It has to do with a decision. And just make a decision. I'm going to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm. And have you been doing this Chairman's Club for a while?
We've been doing the Chairman's Club for about a year. I've been teaching this in seminars now for 40 years. But here about a year ago, we decided we'd put together an organization for the sole purpose of teaching that. Anybody can get information. Just send an email to joe@bobproctor.com, and we'll send them information. joe@bobproctor.com. Simple.
Okay, that's simple. Could you tell us about the Bob Proctor coaching program?
The coaching program is a phenomenal program, and anyone, we coach people. We have them in a program for 13 months. We prepare for a month. We give them preparatory material. And then we begin working with them for an entire year. We give them a complete library of our material, and then we're working with them every week for an entire year. Our coaching program, Carol Gates is the president of our coaching program. She's an absolutely phenomenal woman, and she has been working with me on this for a long time. But again, now people can get information on that by just sending an email to Bob at bobproctorcoaching.com. We help people gain an understanding. We don't just tell them something. It's like, according to your last guest, we show them how to change the tires. And it makes no difference where they come from. We've seen people who were broke become millionaires. We've seen people who are very unhappy become very happy. We see people that seem to be dragging around and a lot of anxiety and depression change all that. We've got the ability to change it all. We have to understand who we are and what makes us tick. Most people don't understand themselves. You know, inscribed over the Ark of Apollo at Delphi for the last 2,000 years, it says, know thyself. Well, we can go right through our educational system, come out, know nothing about ourselves. We go through our educational system, know absolutely nothing about earning money. So our programs are designed to help people understand how their mind functions, their relationship with the universe through law, and how to take control of their financial situation. 1% of our population earns 96% of all the money that's being earned. It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Well, our belief system about money is absurd. Like, I was earning $1 million. I had 2 months high school or 3 months high school formal education. I had absolutely no business experience, and I had a bad work record. But things switched around in a heartbeat, and I took off like a rocket. I had no idea what I was doing, but I did it. If you're in harmony with the law, you don't have to understand it. Do you know that most highly successful people cannot articulate on why they are? And because they can't, and because companies don't know why their top performers are top performers, we have a tendency to look at them and think they're different. Well, the truth is, the only thing that's different is their results. The mind, one mind. We all operate with the same mind. We operate with the same faculties. We never learn how to use them. That's what our coaching program does. Over a year, a person leaves that coaching program, they have a phenomenal understanding of themselves. They get in our chairman's club, and they start to do joint ventures with people from around the world. We have people from 20 different countries in that.
Fascinating. My sister was in a program in Puerto Vallarta with one of your people. I believe she met someone named Matt. Do you have anything coming into Miami or area?
Well, we have programs going on. I can't tell you what my schedule is right now. Like, we have 12 different companies in Life Success Group of companies. But if you just send a message or an email to just Joe at BobProctor.com, and we'll make you aware, or in the coaching, Bob at BobProctorCoaching.com. Because we have people, like, we are all over the world, literally.
Yeah, I saw a list of events on your website. Didn't see anything in Miami, but I did see that you are all over the world.
Well, maybe we can create something in Miami.
Yeah, we could. That's where you are.
Yes.
Great climate right now. It's cold and snowy, right?
It's cold and snowy, right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Thinking Into Results program that you...
Thinking Into Results, it is just coming onto the market. It is not on the market yet. It's a brand new program. I've put it together with a lady named Sandy Gallagher. She's a brilliant woman. And top business executive, and this is it's a very complete program. It's all on DVD. They can go online, and there's an accountability program with it. There's guides, action guides that they use with it. The Thinking Into Results is it's probably the best product that I have turned out in the 40 years I've been in the business, because it's also the newest. A person can get information on thinking into results if they go to proctormoney.com. Just www.proctormoney.com. Mm-hmm. And that's where you'll get information. Just leave the information there, and we'll send you all the information on it. It's a new program coming out. It's just ready to be released now. It's just completed, and it is really good. It really helps you grasp some of the basic laws of life and how to change and take control over ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, would you suggest that an individual take your courses in a certain sequence or read your books in a certain sequence? How should somebody who's new to you and what you do approach it?
Well, I think, you know, there's so many different ways of approaching it. I could say one way and then I could justify another one. The coaching program is certainly an excellent one, because we work with you for a long enough period of time that you really gain an understanding of our material, and as you do, you're gaining an understanding of yourself. So,
and that sounds like a good foundation to...
Well, it's a phenomenal foundation, and it really makes a big difference. If you see people on The Secret, John Assaraf, who did the mind map on The Secret, I started coaching John 27 years ago. He's gone to become a phenomenal success, books on the New York Times list. But there's a lot of people like that I've worked with, and this is where they start. They start off with this coaching program where it's very comprehensive. It runs over a respectable period of time, and it's absolutely fascinating. As we start to understand ourselves, the human mind is one of the most fascinating things anyone will ever study. We also have a kids program that goes into 98 different countries. Just go to goal33.com, and it's free. We have teenagers from 9 to 19 in 98 countries on that program.
Wow.
Just goal, G-O-A-L-33.com. It's all over the world, and it's free. You see, our objective is to wake people up, help them understand that they have been given control over their life. If they don't exercise that control, they shouldn't complain about losing. And most people have never learned how to take control. And they're being buffered around by the economy, by everything that's going on around them. We can control it. See, I think when a person learns to earn money, everything in their life starts to shift, because money impacts every aspect of your life. There's no area of your life that money doesn't come into contact. If you don't have enough, it's a negative impact. If you do have enough, it's a positive impact. People should learn how to earn money. We can teach anyone how to become wealthy. The rules for becoming wealthy are exact, and anyone can use them. And again, it's got nothing to do with gender or intelligence, education, your background. It has to do with a decision. It's like if you wanted to learn to drive a car, you make a decision to learn to drive the car, and then you get somebody that knows how to drive to teach you. If you want to learn how to fly an airplane, you'd go to a real good flight instructor, and you'd do exactly what they tell you. If you were at 10,000 feet and they said, do this, you wouldn't say, I don't want to do that, I want to do this. You'd do exactly what they tell you. Now, if people go to the chairman's club and do exactly what we tell them, they're going to become very wealthy. See, we should make an investment in our own future, and do that by making an investment in ourselves. If anybody's listening, if they send an email just to joe@bobproctor.com, we'll send them information. We'll show them how, where wealth is a predictable result. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing difficult about it. It's rather simple. It's just that most people don't know. Like, using
people
email
don't know.
Is a very simple thing to do. If you don't know how to do it, it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you definitely put the nail on the head when you say that, because that's it. It's learning how to change the tire. If you don't know how to change the tire, you don't do it. You look for someone to come around and do it, or you're looking for other things. But once you know what you need to do and you take action, that's great, Bob. Could you tell us a little bit about your book, It's Not About Money?
Well, it's not about the money. is an excellent book, and we'll probably turn it into a full-blown program. People that earn a lot of money are not focused on the money. It's a bit of a paradox. They're focused on what the money will do. You find people who earn millions of dollars, who become very wealthy. Their focus is never on the money. Now, if people don't have any money, they think, oh, yeah, that's easy to say. But it's not. It's focused. They're focused on what they want to do. I have a friend of mine, Cynthia Kersey. You should get her on your show. She has a program on giving. UnstoppableGivingChallenge.com is a great place to go and look. UnstoppableGivingChallenge.com. And she's raising millions of dollars to build schools in Africa. And she's not doing it for the money. She's raising the money for the schools. She's emotionally involved. She went to Africa. She saw where these kids were and what was going on. And she knows how easy it is to raise money and earn money. And so she's putting a couple of million dollars together to build about 40 schools, educate kids, feed kids. And she's very emotionally involved in it. She wrote the book Unstoppable. It's an incredible book. But she's not doing that for the money. She's doing it for the schools. Mm-hmm. And the more emotionally we get involved in what the money will do, the easier it is to earn the money. People that are focused on money very rarely earn very much. It's a real paradox. In fact, one of the chapters in the book is called a paradox, because it is. They wouldn't do what they're doing if the money wasn't there, but they're not doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that can be a bit of a riddle, but it's the way it works. And the beautiful truth is that anybody can earn as much as they want. If they get the book, just go to the book. Go to ProctorMoney.com, and you can order the book. It's just going into bookstores. It's going to be very big because it's very timely, and there's a lot of research gone behind it. We communicate with around 200,000 people every day through emails, and they're just finding out about it. So it's going to be very big, and it's going to help people understand a subject that most people do not understand and school does not teach. School never mm-hmm. teaches people how to earn money for mm-hmm. good reason. They don't know how.
It's true. That is a big part that's missing in our educational system, yeah. Even in formal education. I know that I have a grand education, a graduate degree, but I was never taught how to make money. I was never taught what to do with the education after I graduated. You just go out into the world with all of this knowledge, and then you don't know what to do. So, and I know that that's an issue in the United States, and many people are, they get out of school and they're lost, wind up doing something that's far away from their passion, and their formal education has nothing to do with it.
Well, you see, what you've just mentioned is a very good point. We should ask ourselves, why are there so many good and well-educated people having financial problems? And at the same time, why are there so many people who are functionally illiterate, they can neither read nor write, who are earning millions? Why mm-hmm. are we able to teach children how to read before they can talk, but we don't teach them how to earn money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people say, well, you can't teach a child how to read before they can talk. Yes, we can, and we're doing it. Glenn Doman's doing it over in the East Coast of the United States. We can do virtually anything, and we don't teach people how to earn money. In fact, if you talk to most people about money, they get very defensive about it because they haven't got any,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. In the Chairman's Club, we not only talk about it, we set up joint ventures. We introduce people to other people around the world, and we show them how simple it is to earn money. And if a person's listening and they want to learn, send us an email. Just send joe@bobproctor.com, and we'll teach you.
Now, can they go into that program if they don't have any money?
No. No. They're going to have to get money to get into it, but we'll show them how to get the money to get into it.
To get into the program. Good.
To see, and this, our coaching does that, too. But all these programs, there's an investment in the program, and but people invest in everything under the sun. We spend money on all kinds of things that depreciate. We want to start to invest in ourselves. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, dump part of your purse into your own head. And that's what we've got to learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are really moving ahead, they're forever learning. They're always learning more. Your listeners, they have to be into learning or they wouldn't be listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I believe people are screaming for help. Help me. And what they're looking for is information on how to utilize the potential that God gave them. We have no idea what we're capable of doing. The most erudite scientists alive will not even guess at what you and I are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And yet we motor along wondering what's happening. We should be deciding what's going to happen, and we're capable of doing that. We've got to learn how to change the tires, and we can. We're quite capable of it. We've got higher faculties. We've got to learn how to utilize them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd certainly understand what you say when you say people are looking for it. They're almost screaming for it, and they are looking in many areas, but there's a lot of confusion out there. There's so much internet information and so many different workshops you can go to, and it's a matter of choosing the one that works for you and choosing the right one. And it sounds like what you offer, Bob, is really a key to being able to live a life without limitation.
Well, you see, I believe that when you get into personal growth and personal development, if a program does not have a spiritual foundation, it's incomplete. Now, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a spiritual foundation, because you and I are spiritual beings. Spirit operates in an orderly manner. The law is God's uniform and orderly method of operating this universe. And when a program does not have a spiritual foundation, it can be a good program, but it's incomplete. And we've got to go to the primary cause of the results in our life. And when we do that, happiness, health, and wealth are natural states. I have studied this for so long. I've studied everything under the sun, and I have come to a firm conclusion that the program has to have a spiritual foundation. That should be the first question we ask. All of our programs have a solid spiritual foundation. You start to understand who you are right from the essence of your being and how to utilize all the faculties that you've been given. When a person starts to understand themselves, they wander around dazzled. They're so phenomenally blown away with all the power they've got. That's what our coaching program does. It lays a phenomenal foundation. So if somebody goes to Bob at bobproctorcoaching.com, we'll give them a solid foundation. If they want to earn money, send a message to joe@bobproctor.com. And if they want to learn more about the book, it's not about the money, proctormoney.com.
Well, Bob, you really got me on that last thing that you said about, you know, it has to be a spiritual component in the program, because I believe I'm all about that, and that's the key, because a lot of the programs that are out there, they don't come from that place. And
well,
they come
from a point of competition. There should be no competition. There should be cooperation. If I'm competing with you and I beat you, what have I proved that I beat you? If you beat me, what have you proved that you beat me? But if we cooperate, if we work together, and that's what you're doing on this show. When we cooperate, we can do anything. And as spiritual beings, we've got to learn that. And this is a friendly universe that we're a part of. Let's operate. Let's love a little more and hate a little less. Let's see how we can help one another. Let's look for the sameness instead of the differences in us, because the sameness is where the core of our being is. I've gone into many countries and many cultures. You get past culture, people are essentially the same. Culture is nothing but group habit or a paradigm, and we're all essentially the same. We're spiritual beings. We have a marvelous mind. We live in a physical body, correspond with a material universe, and we've been given the faculties to take control of our life, and we've got to learn how to do that together.
Wow. Thank you so much for all your information. I know our listeners have been, like, thriving for all this information. And this is what we try to do. Well, not that we try to do it. This is what we do weekly. We want to bring in information that we want to hear. We want information that we want our listeners to be able to hear, know where they can go to get knowledge. And we're always bringing great information, and we have had so many people that have been supporters, and we are so happy to have you. You've been a highlight for us. I thank you so much. And it's be the star in your own life. Get out there and do it.
That's right. Well, listen, I've really enjoyed being here. Thank you very much, and all success in the future.
We thank you. Thank you so much for being here, Bob.
Thank
My
you
pleasure.
For being on our show.
Thank you.
Just send me a message.
Have a great day.
Joe@bobproctor.com.
Okay.
Okay.
We will. It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.